I'm really excited to always meet a lot of the HSU students. They're so inspiring, and we have two students who are also part of the Multicultural Center. I'm in the studio with Ava Mark and Matilda Bongjongchit, if I said it properly. And I'd like to welcome both of you to the KHSU magazine. We're going to be talking about Diwali today, and I'm so excited. That's a really lovely festival, and how wonderful that this is happening on November 6th in the Kate Buchanan Room at 5 p.m., and you're inviting the community. And what will we have going on there? Would you like to go first, Matilda?
Yeah, so just a little background on Diwali. So it's a holiday rooted in Hindu traditions. It's also rooted in Sikh and Jain. And it'll be in the Kate Buchanan Room, scheduled for 5 o'clock on Monday, November 6th. It's celebrated in 11 countries. It's also known as the Festival of Lights, which features a lot of lights, fireworks, sweets. This HSU event will feature a performance by a Bollywood studio company.
You guys really got a Bollywood studio company?
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, so they'll be performing
Bollywood
dance. Yeah.
The performances will be by the Ya Habibi Dance Company, and student and community members will also be performing as well.
That is too much fun.
Mm-hmm. There's also activities which will include rangoli, folk art that involves sand painting, and Dan Diya Ras, a traditional dance from India. And there will also be chess tournaments and board games, Ludo and Karam.
That is really exciting, and everyone's welcome. Do you need to bring anything, or you just show up? The university is providing all the lights?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The university is going to be providing all the activities. There will be food, and it's a completely free event for students and the community.
Have you ever been to a Diwali celebration?
I have not. This is my first time, Ooh. And I'm so excited.
How about you, Matilda?
No, I haven't either, but I'm really, really excited to be a part of this, too.
I just want to take a minute to find out a little bit more about you two, and we'll go back to Diwali, but let's start with you, Ava. You're a student here at HSU, studying what, please?
Yes, I'm a junior, and I'm studying international studies with a concentration in Chinese studies, and I also work at the Multicultural Center as the international coordinator. So I help set up events like this, and there's also going to be other events throughout the year, like the International Cultural Festival. There's going to be an International Education Week next semester, which is really cool.
And how about you, Matilda?
So I'm a senior here at Humboldt State, and I also have... So I have a majoring in wildlife biology, and I have a minor in psych and geospatial science. I work at the MCC also as the ADPIC coordinator. So ADPIC stands for Asian Desi Pacific Islander. So mainly we put on events that bring attention to the Asian community and Asian culture.
Fantastic. And what would you like to do when you graduate, if you have ideas about that?
Currently, I am thinking of either doing like a wildlife biology job, but I'm also interested in joining the AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ava?
I'm really interested in like the United Nations, like I guess specifically like UNESCO, or working as a consular officer for the State Department. Those are kind of my like major goals.
Fantastic. Very interesting. And so what's been the most exciting part about setting up a Diwali celebration?
Just like seeing the different cultures, like they have so many different like facets of their culture that I did not know about. And mm-hmm. like setting up this, I've learned so much about like...
Could you tell the listeners one or two things that you learned?
Like a lot about their food. Like I did not know about their food before this. Like I don't really know any type.
Very important, exactly. The food. Mm-hmm. The food and the fire.
Yeah. I think we're getting it from
Tandoori Bites.
Oh, great.
Tandoori,
yeah.
Mm,
so good.
Yeah, a lot of the coordinators were very excited about that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be my first time trying it, too, so I'm excited.
Wow, so there'll be food there. Wow, that's wild. That's mm-hmm. amazing. Mm-hmm. And anything else? So the food and...
I guess I did not know how important Bollywood dancing was to their culture, but apparently it's, like, an integral, like, part of it. And mm-hmm. it was really, like, interesting to learn that.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn any good moves?
No, I haven't Not seen yet. This yet either. I can't wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ava? What were maybe two things that you've learned about Diwali?
Like what I learned about Diwali is that it's not just like a one day event. It actually spans over 5 days. And the Diwali event that most people know about is kind of like the third day out of the fifth day. And it's just means like the festival of lights. So there's the whole celebration is just celebrated about the traditions of like light overcoming darkness and that good will always triumph evil, which I thought was just really like interesting to see how their like philosophy like interconnects with the tradition and how it's like still celebrated to this day.
And many cultures, most cultures actually have a celebration of lights this time of year because mm-hmm. it's so dark. So that's natural, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The light coming back and until the light comes back.
I mean, we just recently had the Lunar New Year festival that was celebrated through ADPIC, mm-hmm. which is kind of similar. It's like worshiping the moon, so the new moon.
And whose festival was that? What culture?
It's mainly Chinese, but it's also in Vietnam mm-hmm. and a lot of Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's great ceremony and culture and really rich, rich experiences that open us, right, to mm-hmm.
right.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners about Diwali?
So like every year, the HSU's Multicultural Center hosts a variety of events and activities that embrace all cultures and communities. So like this, or not this Monday, sorry. Next, a couple Mondays from now, Monday, November 6th, the Diwali Prakash takes place at the Cape Buchanan Room and Karshner Lounge from 5 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8 p.m., okay. Mm-hmm.
And admission is free and open to the public. And if you would like more information, please contact the Multicultural Center at 707-826-3364, or you can email us at mcc@humboldt.edu, or you can visit our website at mcc.humboldt.edu.
Great. And anything else going on now that you'd like to share?
All that we know is that we are also having CDOR, so the Community Dialogue on Race, which is coming up, I think, this next week. Mm-hmm. And APIC's doing a couple of presentations on the 31st.
Great. And are some of you coming back to the magazine maybe to talk about that? Or did that happen already?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. So I might be seeing one or both of you again. Great. Great. Well, this has been really wonderful to learn about Diwali and how amazing. Everyone's invited. November 6th. 5 p.m., 5 until 8, so mm-hmm. you can come, all ages.
Yep. Like, children's are definitely invited.
Oh, yeah. And dancing, food,
mm-hmm. yeah.
lights, probably no fireworks.
Not fireworks.
Inside, yeah. Might be a fire hazard.
Yeah.
Would be.
Yeah, I think they're also doing henna.
Mm-hmm. So oh,
good. Look goodness. Forward to that.
And what is henna for listeners who might not know?
It's, henna is like, it's...
A traditional...
Like, it's a traditional... I guess, like, the closest thing you can see it is, like,
kind of
tattoos.
Right.
But, like, there are semi-permanent tattoos.
Right, it's a dye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It probably lasts a couple of weeks mm-hmm. if you take care of it really well, but mm-hmm. it'll eventually fade away.
Important in Hindi rituals. And just hands, will they be doing, or
maybe
do you know?
Hands, mm-hmm. yeah, for now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, great. I went to a baby shower one time, and they henna'd the woman's belly
mm-hmm.
for the baby. That was quite interesting to see. Everyone got to do a little drawing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, we are out of time. And would you again tell us who you are, Matilda?
Who
are you?
Oh, so I'm the APIC coordinator.
You can tell us who Ava is if you prefer.
Okay. No, it's okay. So, yeah, I'm the APIC coordinator at the MCC. You can find me in the MCC most of the time.
And APIC is?
Asian Desi Pacific Islander Collective.
Thank you for joining us on the magazine. And Ava?
And I'm Ava Mark, and I'm also a part of the MCC as the international coordinator. And I'm there most of the times, but you can for sure get me there from on Mondays and Tuesdays from 12 to 2.
And would you again say the phone number?
The phone number, again, is 707-826-3364.
And the email, do you know it offhand?
mcc@humboldt.edu.
Okay, fantastic. And was this both your first time on the radio?
Yes.
You were fabulous. And I hope you come back another time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for participating and celebrating Diwali for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Students here at HSU and involved in the Multicultural Center, Ava Mark and Matilda Bang Chong Chit. Did I do it right?
Yeah, almost.
You say it one more time for me.
Matilda Bang Chong Chit.
Beautiful.